I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
Hello, all. Today I'm going to be going on a little rant on something that's kind of been present in my own life and something I've been working on, and that is embracing being single.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
So, I have recently been fully single for the first time in probably a year and a half. Last fall, I had gotten into a relationship from September until January, and right after the breakup, I was casually dating for, like, just kind of going on dates off of people with Hinge and off dating apps.
What does she do to her lips already? She can't be older than 23, and she's already pumping her lips up. Lord save her. It's a pretty stupid hat, but I'll give her a pass on it. She's young. What the heck does she have on? Does she have on a whole fur? That looked like a pretty nice car for her age. Does she do OF? Is the braces a OF attractor?
God, you're sick.
She was in a less than 6 month relationship, and then she got pumped and dumped off of dating apps after the short relationship. Yeah, she's probably already ruined. Her pair bonding ability is probably already shot. She's already down the path of destruction. This is just sick.
Kind of going on dates off of people with Hinge and off dating apps until I met someone that I really just was compatible with. And we dated, we started talking like middle of February up until October. And that was a very serious relationship, my most serious relationship that there is. And before I had gotten into the relationship that I first mentioned, I was casually dating for a few months before that. So, and then right after my breakup I just had, I immediately jumped into casual dating.
I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right. I'm a player, but that's cool because I got it like that.
I got myself into a limerent situation where I was infatuated with someone, still coming out of it. But this past month, I've really made the conscious decision to embrace being fully single for quite some time.
So she loved the streets. She can't maintain a one-year relationship to save her life. Unfortunately, she's ruined for life. I don't want it to be true, but I know it's more than likely true. There's no fixing it either. That's what's messed up. Once they get ruined, there's no turning things back around. Once they go on the path of destruction and riding with Satan, there's no getting them back.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
I realized that during all this, these stages of dating and meeting people, it's all kind of had a purpose. It has helped me learn who I am and learn what I want in a future relationship. But after everything that happened, all the lessons I learned, after my serious relationship ended, I started thinking about things that I would often think about while I was in this relationship and things that I wish I had done while single. So, for example, one of those things was studying abroad. And
I need to just be single and explore and travel and see what different type of guys are like. No, you're going to ruin yourself in the process. All this traveling and getting boinked by different men to see what positions you like most and see what personality types you like the most is going to ruin you forever. Well, you probably already are. But no, you should have stayed your ass in one of those relationships you just was talking about. That's what was best for you.
You don't know that.
I'm Michaela. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I have two really important questions for you.
I'm ready.
One, When's the last time you cried?
Don't tell me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
Oh, it's a trick question. It's a poop test. It's definitely a poop test. To me, that question is a deal breaker. The fact that that's the first thing you want to know about me as a man, that tells me everything I need to know about you, and I don't want anything to do with you, effinist.
You're a good man.
I would just give her the answer she don't want to hear. I would say, I don't know when the last time I cried. Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever cried as an adult, just so she can hit the buzzer on me.
When my dog died?
Okay.
You like criers?
No, I just want a man that can, like, go through his emotions. And if that means he needs to cry, you know, once a month, that's good.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I can tell by how she's dressed and her whole energy. This is a club. She does not respect men who would cry once a month. She want dudes who are going to smash her into that pillow and call her a dirty.
Yeah.
Second question, what's your throw meal.
My throw meal?
You're dying tomorrow. What are you eating? There are wrong answers.
I don't like her assertiveness. She's not feminine at all. There are wrong answers. I don't care about impressing you, broad. And that's what she wants to see. That you got the nuts to not try to impress her. Like, that's when you give her a little friendly pushback. Like, what you mean wrong? How can it be a wrong answer to what I want to eat on the road? Stop playing.
I know you playing.
Well, actually, probably the lasagna that my grandma used to make and my mom makes now.
Okay. Points for nostalgia.
What's yours?
Okay, so I'm starting with an Olive Garden never-ending salad. I don't hear any Olive Garden slander.
Mm-mm.
And then I'm going to go for probably, like...
Hey, Michaela, you do karaoke, right? Can you sing a little song for Kev right now?
I need, like, 14 everything. Shots before I start singing with you.
I get it. It's a joke. I need 14 shots before I start singing, but it's not really a joke. She's taken 14 shots before on a crazy night out. And you don't think she got plowed behind a dumpster on that night that she took 14 shots?
You never know. That's the point.
This is not girlfriend material, to say the least. So I'm questioning this man's standards since he hasn't hit the button already.
You wouldn't sing with me?
Well, first of all, you're driving, correct?
Yeah.
I'm a passenger princess. I can't operate a vehicle.
You don't know how to drive.
No, I do. I just...
So I met someone who can't ride a bike. You don't know how to drive.
I know how to drive, but that's a man's duty.
Mmm. Okay. What other...
Do you disagree?
What other... Yeah.
My nigga.
Are there any actual good men? I don't mean to come off as bitter or spiteful or whatever. I have just a genuine question. Are there?
You look like you work directly for Satan. It's not just the tattoos either. It's just I'm getting a dark energy from you. I don't understand why that cross is on your neck. An upside down one would make more sense, but I don't get the cross.
I fear that no matter what I do, I'm never going to win this game. I've truly gotten to a point where I can no longer trust myself and my decisions, especially when it comes to dating and relationships, because no matter what I do, I still consistently get the same outcome every single time. And this is extremely, extremely defeating and demoralizing.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
I have spent the better half of my late 20s, so I would say the past 4 years, really digging deep into my patterns and my attachment, my shadow parts and my childhood, and really trying to figure out why am I attracted to the types of people that I'm attracted to. What within me needs to still be worked on and healed in order to stop being attracted to these kinds of people.
I'll give her credit because it seems like she's at least trying to do the real work to fix the train. It's never gonna happen. And she has the crazy eyes and she has the 1,000 Spock stare. So yeah, it's probably over, but I respect her effort, you know, and her self-reflection.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.